More than 15% of the students at UAF have served in the military. It's not always easy to transition from active duty to active study.
You already feel like a minority being a veteran, but also being like the oldest one in the classroom. And okay, I'm in college now and I don't know what to do. Someone needs to guide me.
Anna Givens has been at UAF since 2016 when the Veterans Center was open only short hours and help was not always available. But now the university has its own Department of Military and Veterans Services, and Givens helps other veterans find resources.
From applying for VA educational benefits to applying to the university to showing you all the different degree plans the school offers and peer mentoring and Student Veterans of America. There's so many different resources that I know of now that I didn't know of when I first started here.
There are about 1,400 veterans on campus, but the new department serves more. The full-time students who are veterans, as well as active-duty soldiers and airmen from Fort Wainwright and Allison Air Force Base who come for classes, and military spouses using their education benefits. Helping them all navigate the university culture is Jackie Morton, the new Military and Veterans Services Director. She says they are trying to build a better center.
It's really been very easy in Fairbanks because we're such a military town. Service organizations, they just want to support our students, and it's been very easy to make those collaborations.
Morton was active duty for about 11 years and is now a reservist. She welcomed guests from the Military Order of the Purple Heart, MOPH, to yesterday's ceremony. The local chapter designated UAF as a Purple Heart campus. That means a lot to Diane Benson, whose son lost his legs in combat.
To be around full-bodied people after spending months at Walter Reed Army Medical, it was hard to adjust. And MOPH was a home. It was like being around others that knew without me having to say anything.
The Purple Heart Medal is awarded to members of the U.S. military who have been wounded or killed in combat. The designation of a Purple Heart campus was based on UAF commissioning more officers than any other Alaska college, graduating members serving all major American conflicts, and its honoring of the sacrifices made by Purple Heart Medal recipients. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.